Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 23rd, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting back in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tay Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. This past week at Camp Courageous has been highlighted by the great Jones County Fair. It was a great week. A very special thank you to the Fair Board, who allowed campers and staff to enter the fair for free, the carnival folks who allowed campers to ride the rides for free, and also the Monticello Lions Club that allowed campers and staff to eat at their booth for free. Everyone had a super time. We encourage folks to come out to the Great Jones County Fair here in Monticello, Iowa. It has a huge impact on this area. It's a great time for entertainment and for great food. Our travel program continues to travel throughout the area, and here we have camper Kelsey McVeigh talking about camp's travel program.
Well, my name is Kelsey McVeigh, and I am from Iowa City, Iowa. I did my first out-of-the-country trip in January, and I went to the Bahamas, and that's been my favorite out of all of them that I've done so far. It was a cruise, a Disney cruise. My favorite part was just being with everyone, but being able to be on a big ship, you know, it was really cool. The staff is very helpful when needed, especially like if we're outside and they help me when we're out in public. But I know a lot of campers. I have a lot of friends. My partner and I, he and I travel together. It was my main reasoning for traveling. Was for us to be able to do it together, but I also have a lot of friends that I travel with too. So it's just nice to be able to travel with your friends and meet new ones as well. My dream country, my next dream country that I'm excited about visiting with camp is the United Kingdom. You know, and that's the great thing about Camp Courageous. Having the opportunity to like go out of the country, going out of the country can be, you know, expensive, but you know, having the extra help, they really provide you with the experiences that you would not normally get to have. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do all the, especially the out of the country travel. Any opportunity I get to travel with camp, I'm so grateful for them. Oh, the staff is wonderful. I decided to raise funds for Courageous Travels so that they could hire more people to be able to help with the traveling. I decided to do a half marathon, and I did a half marathon June 17th. I completed it in 6 hours. With my mom's support, I have a special long distance walker that I use for outdoor walking. So I use that. All the money I raise is gonna go to the travel program because it's a close organization to my heart. It was a personal goal I've had, and I trained for a year and a half to be able to do it, and I managed it, and I feel very proud that I was able to manage it, because not a lot of people, I don't think, that have my condition, cerebral palsy, would be able to complete it. Well, I just want to add that, traveling with Camp Courageous is just a wonderful opportunity, but it's really hard to wait in between trips because I just get excited. You know, once one's done, then I have to wait for the next. But I really love traveling.
Thank you, Kelsey. We hope that you have the opportunity to travel with Camp Courageous on many more trips. A thank you to the DeWitt Lions Club for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program to them this past week. They sent camp home with a carload of much-needed paper products, and they've been doing this for decades. So next week, we'll be giving a program to the Cedar Rapids Elks Club on Tuesday night. We appreciate that. Anytime you have a group that would be interested in learning more about Camp Courageous, we're always more than happy to go out and give a program to any group any day of the year. Ragbrai starts this week, and we wish all those traveling across the great state of Iowa to have a safe journey. A big thank you to the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, for raising money for Camp Courageous on this particular ride. We'll meet up with them on Thursday night in Charles City. Camp Courageous continues to be looking for a facilities director. This person would have to have experience in plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and general construction. If you're interested in more information, you could go to Camp Courageous's website, or you can contact me at cbecker@campcourageous.org. The Camp Courageous VW bus that we'll be raffling off will be located this weekend on Saturday, July 23rd at the Hy-Vee Drug Town on Boyson Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And then on Sunday, it will be at the Hy-Vee Drugstore on Blairsbury Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Pineapple Gala tickets are available. We're also seeking Pineapple Gala auction items. If you have an auction item, you can get a hold of Camp Courageous, and we'll be more than happy to stop by and pick up whatever you might have. This is our 50th anniversary, so it'll be a very, very special evening, and we appreciate all those folks that plan to attend the Pineapple Gala. Once again, that is Friday, August 19th at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. Manchester Garage Sale continues to do exceptionally well. It is our largest fundraiser. It is located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Memorials this past week were the family of asked memorials to go to Camp Courageous include Donna Monernock. Donna is from Manchester, Iowa, and she was one of our volunteers at the Manchester Garage Sale. The need of the week is 55-gallon trash bags. We go through an awful lot of trash bags here at Camp Courageous. We hope each of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week next week. Thank you for listening.